Good morning. It's April 10th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a remarkable turn of events, Bitcoin recently soared to a new all-time high of $73,500, only to experience a slight downturn ahead of a crucial economic report. This movement has set the stage for a potentially volatile period in the cryptocurrency market, capturing the attention of investors and analysts alike. The anticipation builds as the market awaits the release of the U.S. Consumer Price Index, CPI, report, expected to influence the Federal Reserve's stance on interest rates. With projections estimating a CPI of 3.5% and a core CPI of 3.7%, the market is poised for a high probability of rate cuts starting from July. This expectation has led to Bitcoin's faltering momentum and most altcoins entering correction mode. Meanwhile, the post-halving period is predicted to usher in significant price increases, adding to the intrigue surrounding Bitcoin's future. The cryptocurrency landscape has been further shaped by the introduction of U.S. Bitcoin spot ETFs, which have seen a net inflow of $12.3 billion over the last 3 months. This development, analyzed by Glassnode's James Check, has significantly impacted the broader Bitcoin market. Despite the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust experiencing outflows, the distribution of BTC from long-term holders has increased, reminiscent of previous bull runs. However, the SEC's recent extension of the review period for spot Bitcoin ETF options has led to a 5.99% decline in cryptocurrency investments, raising concerns about regulatory credibility. Amidst regulatory uncertainties, the CEOs of VanEck and CoinShares have expressed skepticism regarding the approval of U.S. spot Ethereum ETFs by the SEC. This sentiment is echoed across the industry, with many doubting the prospects of Ethereum ETFs receiving approval in the near future. On a more optimistic note, crypto enthusiast Jeremy Da Vinci and investor Dan Tapiero have voiced bullish outlooks for Bitcoin, suggesting potential rallies that could see the cryptocurrency surpass significant price milestones. Despite a recent 5% plunge, Bitcoin demonstrates resilience, trading above $69,000. This scenario underscores the importance of conducting thorough research before making any investment decisions, as the cryptocurrency market continues to navigate through a period of speculation and anticipation. In a bold move to redefine blockchain technology, Monad Labs has secured a whopping $225 million investment. This marks a significant milestone in the quest for a more efficient and scalable blockchain, drawing attention from major players in the venture capital sphere. Monad Labs, a developer focused on Layer 1 blockchain technology, has received this substantial funding from leading firms Paradigm, Electric Capital, and GreenOaks. The capital injection is earmarked for the development of an advanced version of the Ethereum blockchain, promising faster transactions, greater scalability, and reduced costs. The project's ambition is to launch its mainnet by the end of 2024, setting a new standard for blockchain efficiency. CEO Keon Han has spotlighted the blockchain's parallel execution capability as a game changer, especially for consumer crypto applications. This innovative approach is aimed at rebuilding the Ethereum infrastructure from the ground up, ensuring compatibility with Ethereum's programming tools while significantly enhancing performance metrics. Despite the optimism, there are concerns regarding potential state bloat and efficiency challenges. Monad Labs is addressing these issues head-on, committing to thorough testing and optimization before the mainnet's official launch. This proactive stance underscores the company's dedication to delivering a robust and reliable blockchain solution. The substantial investment in Monad Labs reflects a broader trend within the venture capital community, showcasing a growing appetite for supporting cutting-edge blockchain technologies. It also signals a diversifying investor base in the crypto sector, highlighting the increasing recognition of blockchain's potential to revolutionize various industries. In a pivotal moment for the intersection of cryptocurrency and national security, U.S. Deputy Treasury Secretary Adewale Adeyemo has called on Congress to significantly broaden the government's powers to combat the misuse of digital assets by terrorist organizations and adversarial nations. During a Senate Banking Committee hearing on April 9, 2024, Adeyemo laid out a compelling case for why additional authority is needed to safeguard the American public from the growing threat of illicit financial activities facilitated by cryptocurrencies. Adeyemo's testimony underscored the urgency of equipping the government with more robust tools to address the challenges posed by the digital asset space. He proposed three key reforms aimed at enhancing the government's ability to protect against these threats, including the imposition of secondary sanctions on foreign cryptocurrency providers, the strengthening of regulatory frameworks, and the mitigation of risks associated with international crypto platforms. The backdrop to this request is a landscape where bipartisan discussions are already in motion, focusing on how to effectively tackle the evasion of sanctions and regulate cryptocurrencies without hampering innovation. The Senate Banking Committee members, reflecting a broad consensus, emphasized the critical need for crypto platforms to comply with regulatory standards to prevent the abuse of financial transactions. This concern is not unfounded, as instances have emerged of countries like Iran leveraging blockchain technology in ways that could potentially bypass international sanctions. Such developments have led to calls for extending the regulatory measures applicable to financial institutions to the crypto sector as well. The Treasury's proactive stance, coupled with ongoing collaboration between regulators, law enforcement, and the crypto industry, highlights the delicate balance being sought between fostering technological innovation and ensuring national security. As the Treasury Department aims to work closely with lawmakers on crafting legislation that addresses these issues, the support from figures like Banking Committee Chair Sherrod Brown and the focus on foreign policy threats by Ranking Member Tim Scott underscore the bipartisan recognition of the stakes involved. Senator Elizabeth Warren's specific mention of Iran's role in the blockchain space further illustrates the complex challenges at the intersection of technology, finance, and international security. The Treasury's recommended reforms, sent to the committee in November, mark a significant step towards achieving a safer, more regulated digital asset environment. In a subtle yet significant move, the Ethereum Foundation has made changes to its website, hinting at a confidential investigation. This adjustment involved the removal of the footer and warrant canary, which has not gone unnoticed by keen observers of the cryptosphere. The heart of this development lies in the ongoing investigation by the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, which is exploring the possibility of classifying Ether as a commodity. This scrutiny is part of a broader discussion on how digital assets should be regulated, a topic that has seen various opinions within the regulatory community. Caroline Pham, a commissioner of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, has voiced the necessity for a collaborative approach between the CFTC and SEC. She underscores the importance of harmonizing U.S. regulations with international standards to foster a supportive environment for digital currencies. Pham's perspective offers a glimpse into the future, predicting that the next 24 months could bring about much-needed regulatory clarity for the crypto market. This clarity is crucial as the SEC's probe into the Switzerland-based Ethereum Foundation underscores the global impact of Ether on the financial markets. The classification of Ether as a security rather than a commodity could have far-reaching implications for the market. This includes potential challenges in the approval of Ether exchange-traded funds and the broader adoption of the asset. The Ethereum Foundation's approach to dealing with the SEC's investigation could be a turning point in this regulatory saga. In a scenario where centralized exchanges in the U.S. might halt Ether trading, decentralized exchanges could emerge as a viable alternative, highlighting the adaptability of the crypto market. While the immediate effects of this investigation may pose challenges, the pursuit of regulatory clarity could, in the long run, stabilize and enhance the valuation of the crypto market. In a year marked by global upheaval, the cryptocurrency market took a roller coaster ride that ultimately ascended to new heights. The COVID-19 pandemic initially sent shockwaves through the digital currency world in 2020. But what followed was a story of resilience, innovation, and explosive growth. Let's dive into how a global crisis spurred a revolution in the world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. The onset of the pandemic saw a significant downturn in the cryptocurrency market. However, as the world went into lockdown, something intriguing happened. Public interest in cryptocurrencies began to soar. This surge in curiosity and engagement led to a notable increase in market capitalization, setting the stage for a year of unprecedented activity in the crypto space. One of the most dynamic sectors to emerge was decentralized finance, or DeFi. This period of innovation saw yield farming and decentralized autonomous organizations, DAOs, move from niche concepts to mainstream practices. DeFi's growth not only exemplified the potential for a new financial system, but also highlighted the community's ability to rapidly adapt and evolve. A pivotal moment in 2020 was Bitcoin's third halving event in May, which reduced mining rewards. This scarcity mechanism fueled demand and played a crucial role in driving Bitcoin's price to new highs by April 2021. This period underscored the intricate balance between supply, demand, and the technological underpinnings of cryptocurrencies. 2021 marked the rise of non-fungible tokens, NFTs, turning digital ownership into a major trend. NFTs expanded beyond their initial scope to include gaming, collectibles, and artwork, with their market witnessing rapid growth. Despite a dip in trading volumes, the revenue generated from NFTs continues to climb, with projections suggesting it could reach $2.4 billion by 2024. This journey from a pandemic-induced downturn to a period of significant growth and innovation illustrates the resilience of the cryptocurrency market. It highlights how crises can catalyze change, pushing the boundaries of what's possible in digital finance and beyond. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.